Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
Time to explore Spirituality for Busy People, our series on the spiritual disciplines and how they can help us to live a more balanced life close to God. Our guide is Robin Wrigley Carr. Hi again.
Hi there.
This has been very interesting, this series, and I know that there's been a lot of response to it too. So Tonight we're looking at two forms of prayer that are actually related. One is called the examine of consciousness and the other the examine of conscience. Interesting phrases. Let's start with the first one, the examine of consciousness.
Okay. With the examine of consciousness, we're basically assessing how conscious of God's presence we've been during a certain day. So how attentive to God we've been. And all of us know how crazy our days can be, rushing around from activity to activity. I think, you know, we can lose an awareness that God is with us in all of those activities when we're so crazily busy.
I've got a perfectly balanced life, Robin.
Yeah, right. Richard Foster gives the following examples. Maybe the boisterous neighbour of last night was more than a rude interruption. Maybe it was the voice of God urging us to be attentive to the pain and loneliness of those around us. Or a second example, maybe the sunrise of this morning, as we were feeling harried in the traffic jam, was God shouting to us of his beauty, but we were too tired and frazzled to see it. So this whole idea that God is with us in every second of every day and trying to be more conscious of his presence and notice more specifically how God is at work in our lives.
So it's almost an interpretive aspect. We're actually in a place where we can hear, we can interpret the world around us. There's not just simply events, but maybe even the voice of God to us.
Yeah, there's more going on, but a lot of the time we miss it. Mm. And this is just this whole idea of reflecting at the end of the day, hey, what was really going on there?
Yes.
And where was God in that situation and that situation?
And it's so much easier to pick that up when we are, you know, still and know God, as that famous psalm actually says. And yet the reality is, as we talked about right at the beginning of the series, there is a difference between desert spirituality, when we draw away, we are still, and workplace spirituality in the midst of business. So I guess to some degree, this actually, again, fits into that workplace spirituality kind of framework, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's really, if you like, having almost a tiny slice of desert spirituality at the end of your day, where you look back on the workplace day of jobs and business and interaction and sort of say, okay, where was God in all of that? And how conscious of his presence was I?
Okay, so the examine of consciousness, as it's called, is actually practiced at the end of the day, not during the day.
Generally, I've heard about it at the end of the day. And I first did this examine of consciousness with the spiritual director and psychologist, David Benner. He's a Canadian. And he talked about reviewing our day hour by hour at the end of the day. You might sort of think, oh heck, at the end of the day I just want to get into bed, that's the last thing I want. But it's just a bit of a closure activity. He talked about picturing yourself climbing on a train and going through the events of your day, like different segments of the journey on the train, and you sort of say to God, well, where do you want me to slow the train? Is there something that you want me to focus on, a particular discussion or dialogue or a particular upset, a particular crisis, whatever it is? And you're really asking the question, where were you, God, in all of that? Hmm. Lord, in that event, was there some way that you were seeking connection with me, and what might it have been? And when you are actually aware that you are open or attentive to God's presence, you're praying thanksgiving for the fact that you were aware of God at that time, or even that he was obviously intervening in your life in a good way. And then you're looking at when and how was I most close to God? So when was I just completely, you know, face turned away from God and completely unaware of him?
Mm.
And you're asking for forgiveness there and a greater awareness of God tomorrow.
So there's two questions there. Sounds like, God, where were you present in my life during the day? And then the second was, where was I not aware of your presence?
Yeah.
So those are the two questions we're kind of asking when we're praying this examine of consciousness.
Yeah, I mean, they're possible questions. I mean, the aim is really just reviewing the day and sort of saying, well, what went on? And where was God in that? And was I aware of him? Was I in step with him, if you like? David Benner actually said, when you first start this activity, don't be surprised if you actually go for a long time feeling like, you know what, I'm just not aware of God during the day at all. His argument is that the more we practice it, the more we, you know, are praying, dear God, please help me be more aware of you in tomorrow. And then you actually become more aware as it goes on.
Okay, so the first few nights you might be going, oh dear. But it actually does develop a spiritual awareness in us. Very interesting. I also think back to the second session that we had when we're talking about Sabbath and not just a Sabbath rest or one day, but actually mm-hmm. Sabbath moments. So to some sure. degree, this is actually incorporating that as well, having a Sabbath moment at the end of our day where sure. we stop, because we can't actually do this without stopping.
Yeah,
actually
exactly.
having time to
reflect
and
some people do this examine of consciousness as a Sabbath activity. So they actually say, okay, well, let's look at the whole week and be more aware of, you know, what are you doing, God? Mm. What's going on here?
Sure. Okay, so that's the examine of consciousness. Now the flip side, the related side to it, is the examine of conscience.
So the examine of conscience, if you hear the word conscience, it's really when we invite God to search our hearts and uncover the areas that need cleansing and purifying. So we're really asking God to show us who we truly are in all of our sinfulness, to cleanse us. And in fact, the 16th century Spaniard Ignatius of Loyola was right into this whole idea of examine of conscience and talked about two aspects, one being a general examination of our conscience, where we focus on, you know, the areas where we know we're weak, where we know that we struggle and fail, if you like, and then a daily particular examination where we might just look at one particular aspect. Gee, I'm impatient with my kids in the morning. And really try to focus on that one area.
There's that very well-known psalm, search my heart, O God, and exactly. see if there is any anxious way within me and lead me in the way everlasting, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, all right. So like the examine of consciousness, is this done like at one time during the day at night, or is this something that we do ongoing during the day, or what?
Well, I think most of us haven't got the energy to do it ongoing because we're, we're so crazily just trying to get through the day. So. Mm. You know, it might be your cup of tea break, but I think it's more realistic to do it at the end of the day.
So is this done in conjunction with the examine of consciousness?
Well, it can be. Richard Foster sees them as twin companions and actually sees some sort of synergy operating between them, so that if you're doing your examine of consciousness, the area that God may well lead you to focus on in terms of what happened during the day and his presence may well lead into this examination of conscience area. Mm. I think a really helpful thing to do is to think about the list of the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5, you know, love, joy, peace, patience.
Kindness, goodness.
Yeah, exactly. Gentleness, self-control. And ask God, where are these aspects lacking in my life or absent in my life? I've often had different notes I put on the fridge, and there might be one that says, be kind to the girls. So, you know, don't get frazzled, you know, especially in the morning when you're trying to get out the door.
And be patient with the girls.
Yeah, exactly. So it can be where is there a fruit of the Spirit that's absent in my life, and what is it that you want me to focus on, and please, Holy Spirit, bring this into my life. It's really being quite explicit about what might be absent. But you can also look at other lists in Scripture that talk about negative, ungodly behaviour, if you like. So Galatians 5 has idolatry, hatred, discord, jealousy, selfish ambition, envy, drunkenness. End of Ephesians 4 talks about unwholesome talk, bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, slander, malice. Ephesians 5 has sexual immorality, impurity, greed, obscenity. Like, there's just lists. Mm. And really saying, you know, Lord, is there something in these lists that you want to purify and cleanse? Make it clear to me what that might be. And, you know, you might choose to do some journaling at the end of the day. Some people find that helpful. Other people might decide they want to go for a bit of a prayer walk, reflect on the day. Someone else might find that they want to talk with a close friend about it and pray through a particular issue in relation to something that's lacking in their life or an area that they're struggling with. You know, different people do it in a different way. Richard Foster used to talk about how one summer he went shooting baskets. You know, these Americans love basketball. Mm. So he'd go and shoot baskets at 10 o'clock every night, and he'd reflect on his day and think about the particular area that he really wanted to change in his life and pray about it while he was doing baskets. Because sometimes mm-hmm. to actually sit still is difficult for people. That's why a lot of people like to walk and pray about these things.
So again, it shows that a certain aspect of our personality can be incorporated into these spiritual disciplines.
Oh, yeah. And there's no one way to do it. Mm. These are just kind of ideas that we adapt. They're principles, really. If we are more aware of God during the day, it makes us feel special. Hey, God actually cares about the details of my life, you know? I'm not alone. This is fantastic. And secondly, we want to be more godly people. It's God's work to do that, not ours.
Yes.
And yet we really need to pray and say, Lord, I really need help with this. I just find this really hard.
Yeah, and yet godliness actually has benefits for those around us.
You think about
patience for other people. It actually benefits those around us. Yeah. It actually has benefits for us as well. We live more free lives. When we are more godlike, like God in his personality and his character, that's when we are truly free.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, so the examine of consciousness. God, where were you in my day? How did I see you? Where did I miss you?
Yeah.
And the examine of conscience. Is there anything today that I need to ask you forgiveness for? Any trait that you would like me to develop in terms of the fruit of the Spirit?
Yeah.
I like the two.
Yeah, and I think sin's a pretty untrendy topic these days. And yet I think authentic Christian self-knowledge and confession are really essential to our Christian growth.
Okay. Well, that will lead very nicely into what we talk about a couple of weeks from now when we talk about confession and having spiritual friends, spiritual friendship, where we can actually explore these things together. Next week, we're going to be talking about the discipline of devotional reading. Look forward to it, Robin.
Thank you.
Robin Wrigley-Carr, our guide in the spiritual disciplines, theopenhouse.net.au has the podcasts.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.